On Wall Street, they really hang on Alan Greenspan's words.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
When the Fed chairman on Capitol Hill yesterday spoke of slower growth, the stock market, smelling another interest rate cut, started up. When later, responding to senators' questions, he talked of not being too aggressive with monetary measures, the market started down again. It took 50 years after Stalin to demolish Russia's cult of personality. Greenspan may be the closest thing that we have to a cult of personality. He can diminish consumer confidence by simply saying that consumer confidence is diminishing. He has become an irrational protuberance on the body politic. And although this may come as a shock to some, he is not omniscient. On January 25th, he reversed position to give his blessing to a tax cut of unspecified size. His main point was that, barring a long recession, the federal debt could be paid off by the end of the decade, leaving money over for tax relief. But his point that seized political attention was that having a tax cut in place would do noticeable good in case of a recession. This seemed to endorse the Bush thesis of a tax cut as a way of jump-starting the economy. That put Democrats on the defensive and jump-started the prospects for the Bush tax cut plan on Capitol Hill. By yesterday, Greenspan seemed to have changed his mind about the direction of the economy. He testified that the exceptional weakness so evident towards the end of the year apparently did not continue in January, but he did not withdraw his endorsement of a tax cut. This is not the first time that Greenspan has profoundly affected political decisions. In 1993, he gave qualified backing to the Clinton initiative to bring the runaway budget deficit under control. Democrats felt safer voting for a tax increase with the mighty Greenspan running interference for them. Yesterday, Greenspan said that we are not in a recession and that the current slowdown may not last very long. One can sympathize with someone trying to read consumer confidence while a consumer is trying to read him. But given this volatility, was it wise to say 3 weeks ago that a tax cut was necessary for the economy, or indeed to say anything about matters of political controversy? Advice for the powerful Fed chairman may be, don't do something, just stand there. This is Daniel Shore.